This is WCRB in concert with Blue Heron. It's an experience unlike any other, listening deeply as vocal music of the Renaissance wraps you in its warmth and purity. And that's the kind of experience we'll bring you tonight as the Boston-based vocal ensemble Blue Heron sings The Lost Music of Canterbury, music for several saints from the Peterhouse Part Books, a collection of works from England in the time of Henry VIII. Glorious music by Fairfax, Taverner, Chamberlain, Aston, and Ludford, sung by Blue Heron at All Saints Church Ashmont in Boston's Dorchester neighborhood, in concert on WCRB. I'm Alan McClellan. I want to introduce you to Scott Metcalf, Blue Heron's musical and artistic director. Scott provides musical leadership to the singers, although he's not a singer himself. But he is a scholar in medieval and Renaissance music and has a lot of enthusiasm for the Peterhouse Part Books. And he has deep insights into the way it should be performed. And Scott is with me now. Hello.
Hello.
What are the Peterhouse Part Books?
The Peterhouse Part Books are a set of five books, one for each part.
One for each singer in a group.
One for each singer or for each handful of singers, if there's more than one person to a part. And they were copied right around 1540 for Canterbury Cathedral, which had recently been dissolved as a monastic cathedral and then refounded as a cathedral that would not be operated by monks, but would be under the direct jurisdiction of the head of the Church of England, who was Henry VIII, having made himself that not many years before. And this newly refounded cathedral also had just hired a new choir of 12 professional singing men, and they also got together 10 choir boys or choristers who would sing this five-part music, but they didn't have any repertoire, so they sent to Oxford to a gentleman named Thomas Bull and commissioned him to copy a very large number of masses, magnificats, and votive antiphons that they would use in services from this point forward. And these five-part books started in Oxford, made their way to Canterbury in Thomas Bull's saddlebags, presumably, and then he finished them up in Canterbury, and they were put to immediate use, as far as we know.
It kind of draws you back into the time of Henry VIII. I'd like for us to listen to some of this music right now. This is Robert Fairfax, and a hymn to St. Alban, the first British Christian martyr. This is Blue Heron in concert at All Saints Church in Ashmont in Boston's Dorchester neighborhood.
Yes.
O Albane Deo Grate. That's Robert Fairfax's music from the Peterhouse Part books. And here with me now is the leader of the ensemble we just heard singing it, Blue Heron. Scott Metcalf is here. Scott, tell me about Robert Fairfax, what we know.
Fairfax was, as you said, one of the most important English composers of the early part of the 16th century and the latter part of the 15th century. He's an almost exact contemporary of Josquin des Prez. They died in the same year. And Fairfax actually must have written that piece in the 15-teens, I would guess. So it's one of the older pieces in the Peterhouse Part books. They were copied around 1540, so this piece was a generation old at this point. That's unusually old for that period. Music did not tend to last longer than a generation, and this is probably the last sight of Fairfax until he was revived much later. There was so much music destroyed in England in the 1540s and 1550s that we've lost the majority of what existed before the Reformation.
I want to know more about what inspired you to get into the Peterhouse Part books in the first place, and Blue Heron.
Well, the only reason we ever do any music is because we like it. I have no sense of responsibility to some historical abstract principle by which we must demonstrate the course of music history or anything like that. Doesn't interest me. What I really like is to do music that is moving and beautiful and intellectually engaging as well. When we were starting Blue Heron in 1999, we knew that we wanted to do Renaissance music. We knew we wanted to start with English music. I can't recall why. And I was poking around the filing cabinets at the Von Huene workshop in Brookline, and I came across this piece by Hugh Aston, and I took it home and I looked through it in much more detail, and I thought, well, this is a wonderful piece by someone I never heard of, and we put that on our first program, and it turned out to be music from the Peterhouse Part books in this edition by Nick Sandon. Now, it also turned out that, oh, here's a piece, the tenor was missing, actually. The tenor book of the set had been lost, and Nick's written a new part for it, but seemed impeccable to me. So we went ahead and did it. And that piece was so beautiful. And we got such a positive response from the audience. I thought, well, we must do more of this. And I read more and I thought, oh, look, in the Peterhouse Part books, there are 70 odd pieces. 50 of them are not complete or don't exist at all in any other source. And oh, look, there were 5 part books. The tenor book has been missing since the 17th century. But Nick Sandon has rewritten all these, recomposed these parts, and there's this treasure trove of music by composers that most of us have never heard of, and many of us have never heard of any of these people at all.
Let's hear music by one of the composers some of us have heard of, John Taverner. This is a piece honoring St. William of the 12th century, but there's also some connection with Cardinal Thomas Wolsey.
Yes, this was a piece that was written for Cardinal College. That was founded by Cardinal Thomas Wolsey at the height of his power and favor with Henry at Oxford. And Taverner was there for a number of years and wrote this piece, which would have been sung possibly every day. It refers to St. William of York, who is the patron saint of Cardinal College, and it also asks for special intercession on behalf of our founder, Thomas.
John Taverner's O Wilhelmi Pastor Bone, Blue Heron in concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
John Taverner's O Wilhelma Pastor Bono, Blue Heron in concert on WCRB from All Saints Church in Dorchester. And Scott Metcalf, the music director of Blue Heron, is with me. And Scott, I want to learn about Arthur Chamberlain, who's one of the more obscure composers in this collection of the Peterhouse Park books.
Well, you know as much about him already as anybody else at this point.
which is extremely little.
Which is essentially nothing. There's just one piece by Arthur Chamberlain in the Peterhouse Park books, this one we're about to hear. And that's pretty much the extent we know about him. It's possible that Chamberlain, whom we've not heard of otherwise, was from Oxford. And as it turns out, there's an Arthur Chamberlain who was a choir boy at Magdalen College in Oxford in the 1480s, which would be about the right age for this composer. But we have no idea if it's the same person, and there's no trace of that person ever being a composer or of any kind of career that he may have led as a musician subsequent to being a choir boy. So we essentially know nothing about him.
Wow. And tell me about this piece.
This piece is a sort of expansion. The text is an expansion of the Ave Maria Gratia Plena, the angelic salutation, which all Catholics knew and recited as a sort of basic item of their faith. This one's expanded upon. So the text, the entire Latin text of the Ave Maria is in there, but it's pulled apart and there's all this other text inserted in the middle that expands on those ideas and glosses on them and tropes them. And it's this Chamberlain, whoever he was, he's a kind of a quirky composer. The word setting is a bit awkward in places. It's effective. It's just not what you'd really pick to do. And some of it's very strange. Words get chopped in half by rests, and some of the accentuation seems very difficult and awkward to pull off. But he's got a great sense of color, and it's a very effective piece. Winds up with a beautiful ending of that sort of word salad as you go along. You know, the words are just piled up on top of each other. The important ones stick out. And then finally at the end, there's a great salve at the end, which is very, very clear, sort of the essential kernel of the text boiled down to one word.
A Hymn to the Virgin by Arthur Chamberlain, a relatively unknown composer of the early 16th century, with Blue Heron.
Thank you.
On WCRB In Concert, that's Blue Heron with Ave Grazia Plena Maria, music by an almost completely unknown composer, Arthur Chamberlain, apparently active in Oxford in the early 16th century. It's music from the Peterhouse Part Books, a collection of works from England in the time of Henry VIII, sung by Blue Heron in a concert called The Lost Music of Canterbury. This concert was recorded at All Saints Church, Ashmont, in Dorchester. In 2018, Blue Heron won the prestigious Gramophone Classical Music Award for Early Music for the Music from the Peterhouse Part Books Volume 5, its most recent CD of music from this amazing collection. The Gramophone magazine reviewer called it one of the discoveries of the year.